Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashondra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I have done a waifu video. However, with the current state of modern women around the world and how insufferable they have become, this is a topic that is not going anywhere anytime soon. In fact, it is gaining even more traction. And I find it absolutely wonderful. Now, this article was published on the 7th of July, inside Chilling Doll Factory in China that is pumping out legions of next-gen AI-powered love dolls for lonely men. Ah, yes, you already know there's going to be so much attempting to shame men who decide to take this option. Now, let me be crystal clear. This option is not for all men. However, enough men have taken interest to where, yes, the doll option is definitely gaining more men's interest. China is pumping out hordes of futuristic AI-powered love dolls at $3,000 a pop for lonely men. Ah, yes, the price tag, $3,000. Okay, let's just say 10 men decide they're going to go with this price tag, even though you can go lower or higher depending on your specific tastes. But 10 men, $30,000, that is no longer in the markets, the dating markets, the restaurant market, the nightclub market. Yeah, all of the markets that men go to in hopes of getting a woman. Yeah, that is money taken out of all of those markets, all of those venues. So yeah, that right out of the gate is a reason why women and society are scared shitless of the doll revolution. The love doll have become creepily realistic, and China's robot factories are at the center of the revolution. Yes, they've always been at the forefront since the beginning, many, many years ago. WM Doll, one of China's leading doll makers, is expecting a 30% leap in sales this year as men are unable to find partners. They are refusing to stay celibate. Bam! There you go, ladies. You thought, oh, you know what? I can hold my cooch hostage and get men to dance to my tune. However, men have left the damn building. Part of the uptick in interest comes from the enhanced user experience, which now makes use of the latest AI tech. Now, before we go any further, I myself have clearly stated that I have zero interest in AI whatsoever. I don't want it. I don't desire it. I like my companion to be exactly that, my companion. That way, whenever I come home from work or wherever I come from, the gym, she's just there. She's laying on my bed. And one of the best things for me is whenever I go to sleep, I can just reach over, give her a hug, drift off into Wonderland. Founder and CEO Liu Jianghua told South China Morning Post, quote unquote, "It makes the dolls more responsive and interactive, which offers users a better experience." WM Doll, based in Zhongshan, a city in southern Guangdong province, implants its dolls with the cutting-edge MetaBox brains. These boost an AI element which is connected to the cloud. The dolls fire off signals to large language models like ChatGPT, which processes the incoming data. Instructions bounce back to the dolls, telling them how to move and how to interact. Very interesting. However, nope, I'm going to keep mine old school and plain. Just the doll itself. Thank you very much. The next gen dolls are built from synthetic flesh stretched over a metal skeleton, weighing roughly half the weight of real humans. Boy, they knew what they were doing when they said this one. Especially when it comes to Western women and how big these buffarillas are. The skin is formed from silicone or a similar material called TPE, thermoplastic elastomer, to create a feel as realistic as possible. Traditional dolls are limited to simple mechanical responses. WM dolls think that their dolls' ability to be more expressive gives them the edge. Well, there's actually another company called Gynoid that have been making AI models from the beginning. So WM is kind of catching up to them, but of course, WM dolls are less expensive than Gynoids, just to put that out there. The company says it can make dolls with roughly a whopping 8 different, quote unquote, personalities to choose from, which are able to continue a conversation that they could have started a few days earlier. Yeah, that's fine if you want that sort of thing, because as we all know, and social media has clearly shown, that the personality of today's modern women is all but not there. Mm-mm. Yeah, their personalities pretty much suck. WM Doll also gives its dolls an AI tool which works in pandering to its partner's ego, with the ability to ask questions about their so-called relationship as well as how they are feeling. That right there is going to be a grand selling point. Why? because nobody gives a shit about how men are feeling. Just that alone. And the ability to turn her off. Those two things right out of the gate. Yeah, if you invest in one of these, your return on investment is already complete. The doll will simply pay for itself by asking how your day was, how you're feeling, and being able to be shut off. Boom! There you go. Founder, Jinghua said, quote unquote, in the past, these dolls' primary function was to satisfy a user's sexual needs. But as their physical features, such as head and joint movements and skin, become more realistic, our customers started to seek emotional companionship in the dolls. People will say, oh my God, that is so bad. But then again, I simply ask, well, when you look at the quality of modern women, hey, we men are natural, logical problem solvers. The company began to use AI in its dolls back in 2016, with the tech consistently improving due to open source AI. The dolls are usually made from thermoplastic elastomer, which I talked about earlier, which is heated to 37 degrees Celsius, a human body's temperature, to be as realistic as possible, with developers saying that the creations have body sensors that also make them realistic. A fellow doll manufacturer, Shenzhen Atoll Intelligent Robot Technology, said previously that most of the doll buyers are 40 to 50-year-old men from Europe and the U.S. Now, why is that such an outstanding stat? Tell you why. Because men 40 to 50, they have seen just how bad modern women are. Women in their own age range. So yeah, they decided, you know what? I'm not going to go after the younger woman per se, but I could have the facsimile of a younger woman. Could be, or I could be wrong. That's just my opinion right there. Users can order custom-made AI dolls priced at roughly 2,000 pounds each, with soft and elastic skin made from rubbery plastic. According to the company, U.S. customers prefer dolls with darker skin and large breasts, buttocks, and genitals, while customers in China opt for Asian features. China has previously estimated to make roughly over 80% of the world's sex toys, with more than a million employed in the country's booming $6.6 billion industry. Chinese feminist Zhao Meli said she believes that some men will always have outdated expectations of women as sex housewife robots that could help with this. She said, a lot of men want the same thing for women. Sex, housework, childbirth, and filial piety. They don't think of women as individuals. If every nerd buys a love doll for himself, that would free a lot of women from these kind of men. However, I would say this. The men that are, in fact, going down this, this path, the synthetic companion path, those men are now free from predatory women. And with that being said, that's the end of the article. Now, as we all know, there are so many advantages to having a synthetic companion, a love doll, a waifu, that you guys are going to list them in the comments section. However, a recent case has led me to say this. If there is one group of men who should look heavily into investing in the synthetic companion love doll market, it should be American black men. Now, of course, I know that will never happen on a large scale because the vast majority of us, poon rules our life. However, the recent case that I'm going to talk about is one Ben McLemore. And if you don't know who he is a former NBA player who just got convicted of drunk regret rape. Yeah, gentlemen, another major advantage that the synthetic companion has over the everyday average woman. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, I had a drunken hookup and all of a sudden my friends are saying that I'm a whore, so I'm gonna throw this man under the bus. Yeah. According to his own testimony, they all got drunk. He woke up. She had her hand down his pants, so he took that as a go sign. Gentlemen, no. However, the more insidious thing that I'm seeing is people are making this instantly a race thing. Gentlemen, don't fall for it. It's not a race thing. It is not. Don't fall for it. It's an evil woman thing. And there are evil women in all races. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women around the world, guess what? The power that you think you have, it is going out. Feminism's going to go out right along with it, because more and more men are choosing the waifu life. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.